At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
FC United won't be expecting any gifts from high-flying Witton Albion at Gig Lane on Boxing Day. Albion have adapted quickly to the Premier Division, since winning last season's First Division North playoff final against Kirsnashton, and they sit handily in the top four. In August, the two clubs shared the points in a 1-1 draw at Wincham Park. Stephen Johnson crossed for Nicky Platt to head the visitors in front after 26 minutes. Carl Jacobs was adjudged to have fouled Matthew Wood in the box after 37 minutes, but James Spencer made a superb save to keep out Anthony Gardner's spot kick. In the second half, Witton deservedly drew level after 55 minutes, when Ben Harrison headed in from a short corner. Witton's only previous visit to Gig Lane to face FC was in October 2008. Kyle Wilson needed just 14 seconds to put the Reds in front, and Wilson added another after 4 minutes. By half-time, Chris Bagley had also scored twice, with Lee Thompson making it 4-1 just before the interval. In the second half, Jerome Wright added a fifth, and Wilson was denied his hat-trick when his penalty kick was saved by keeper Greg Smith in the 70th minute. In the closing stages, Thompson and Rob Thornley added further goals for Witton, who returned home beaten 5-3. Witton manager Brian Pritchard has been connected with the club for a long time, having made 731 appearances on the pitch. Pritchard was sent off against Woodley Sports in 2004 for tripping a streaker who had run onto the pitch. FC are unbeaten in previous Boxing Day fixtures, with 2 wins and 2 draws in the 4 previous games. Missing due to suspension will be Michael Norton and also Witton captain and centre-back Anthony Sheehan, plus midfielder Danny Andrews. One of the sides will end up feeling the sentiments of this Rolling Stones track.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.